Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics series, underway now. Enjoy perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And John, this is part two of our holiday preview show. Last month we focused on November.
Yes.
Now we're going to talk about all the big movies coming out in December. Go.
Hyde Park on Hudson.
This is Bill Murray as FDR.
You got it.
I'm out. And I'm not interested.
And Laura Linney, you're not?
I've heard, word is it's lukewarm.
Oh, okay.
Buzz is lukewarm.
I was hoping he'd give Daniel Day-Lewis a run.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray, he might, right?
I know, but certainly no Oscar.
Maybe they can make a movie where FDR and Abraham Lincoln battle zombies, and then that would be interesting.
Well, we know who could battle them, Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Lay the favorite.
Now, this is a smaller Bruce Willis movie, not an action movie.
He's a sports gambler.
Okay.
And he hooks up with a prostitute. Okay.
We've talked about Bruce Willis. I like the guy. I would like to see this movie, yeah, if it's good.
Everybody's going to see, or many people are going to see, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
You will be shocked to hear that I couldn't care less about this film.
And wonder why we're going to pass so quickly over.
Now, can you imagine they're going to make this one book into three movies? It's the only one of those books I read as a kid, and all I remember is Hairy Feet and the guy with the ring.
I couldn't agree more. Now, here's one that'll lay a guilt.
You realize we just lost a large portion of our listenership.
We didn't have any idea.
No, but seriously, you know, they shot that movie in 48 frames per second, you know? So it looks like reality.
Okay, all right. Well, here's a guilt trip.
Okay. The guilt trip.
And who could lay it on you better than Barbara Streisand?
Right. You know, this movie sounds, in concept, disastrous.
Yes.
And yet, early word is that it may be a big hit.
All right. Yeah. You know, looking forward to Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Always amusing.
Yeah.
And it's been too long since we've seen Barbara Streisand. I'm sure she's going to appear on screen looking like a 40-year-old. They probably shot her through three rolls of Saran Wrap.
No, wrong. But here's one that quite a few kids are going to see, Monsters, Inc. 3D.
Yeah, so Disney whoring out their classic. And then what a lesser entry in the Pixar canon. Who cares? Stupid.
One I'm certainly going to see, Catherine Bigelow's new one,
mm-hmm.
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, I want to see that, too.
About taking out Bin Laden.
Is there a follow-up to The Hurt Locker? She's returning to the
yes.
scene of those many crimes, and it could be a real nail biter. And Jessica Chastain is in it.
Oh, yes, good. All
she
right.
is super yes. hot.
Oh, super hot for me.
Yeah.
Is Naomi Watts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in The Impossible, about a family getting separated in a tsunami. I know that doesn't sound great to you,
no,
but
in fact, it sounds impossible to sit through. I will be skipping that one. Unless you tell me that it's just, you know.
No, but I know one. You have already seen, actually,
mm-hmm.
one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I caught an early sneak of that movie Ooh. In Miami at Ooh. Show East. And, you know, it's not a great movie. It is Tom Cruise and some investigative badassery.
Right.
And it's a lot of fun.
Good.
And I know that audiences or fans of the Jack Reacher novels were disgruntled that, you know, Tom Cruise is 5'6 and the character is 6'5. Who cares? That's
right.
So stupid. Who wants to? Of course, if a guy is 6'5, he's going to kick ass, right? It's more interesting to see the 5'6 guy run around kick ass. And plus, Tom Cruise delivers one of his signature, like, intense performances. He's really doing the car driving. He wanted to do one better than Steve McQueen in Bullet. And I won't say he does one better, but he certainly equals him. There's a car chase in the movie.
Alleged in the last Mission Impossible that he was actually climbing that.
Well, he
building.
Did. He did climb it.
I know. He's
good. Crazy, that guy.
Well, one that you and I should see,
mm-hmm.
because as English majors, we, of course, read Kerouac's On the Road.
Yes.
And so there's a version of that coming out. This time, Sam Riley and Garrett Hedlund.
And Kristen Stewart,
and
who is apparently remains awake
yeah, actually.
Throughout.
Well, certainly people who are interested in comedy are going to see Judd Apatow's new one, and it's called This Is 40.
Well, let's hope they see it, because Apatow has stumbled in his last few outings. He was not the, you know, Midas Touch producer he was about 5 years ago. But early word again is that this one's a winner, and he's back in top form.
A play that moved me, and I don't to stand in the audience, and I rarely, if ever, do that.
Except to go to the restroom.
It was Les Miserables,
mm-hmm.
and that's coming on the big screen.
I wept at this trailer. I cried at the trailer. And also, I am a Hugh Jackman fan. We've talked about that before. Although, I have very little to hang my fandom on because Hugh Jackman has produced so few good films. I'm rooting for this movie to be great.
Yes.
I want to see him in a great movie. I want to see what he can do in a great movie.
Yes.
This looks to be it.
An actor who continues to get interesting, like his buddy and the two of them having done won the Oscar, is Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming...
What the frack are you talking about?
Yeah, with John Krasinski, they're going mano a mano about oil and fracking and so on, yes, called Promised Land.
Yeah.
So, and Damon now getting old enough that he can play the exec.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
If it doesn't turn into treacly BS,
sure.
I think they could have something there. In the last movie?
Not yet. The penultimate movie.
Mm-hmm. I know what that means. That means the second to last.
It does. And that's we've talked about Dustin Hoffman before, and we were actually looking ahead toward his directing a film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's directing Quartet. Not The Last Quartet, which recently out with Christopher Walken. But this is Quartet, about some divas who are in a rest home.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. Maggie Smith being the major.
Very, maybe if Daniel Day-Lewis was in there, he could convince me to see that.
Well, I can pump you up with this.
Or if Quentin Tarantino directed it.
Right. The last one is one that I know you'll get excited about, because I certainly am. Django Unchained.
Movie lovers should be excited about any time Quentin Tarantino has a movie coming out. His films are always full of surprises.
Yep.
He is one of the few working directors who know where to put the camera, who know how to cut a scene together, who know how to write scintillating dialogue and direct their actors. He is he's just the quintessential filmmaker's filmmaker.
And he's a wild man. He'll do anything. For instance, this is set in the 19th century, and you can bet there are plenty of 21st century references or anachronisms, and he doesn't care.
Right.
And when you have two actors like this, Christoph Waltz and Jamie Foxx,
mm-hmm.
you might have something going.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. It doesn't matter, the historical inaccuracies, he's not interested in those. He's interested in the magic of cinema. Now, when Inglourious Basterds came out, we were all very excited about that. It looked like Brad Pitt in a Nazi ass-kicking action movie. It turned out to be so much more than that. Yes. And he's calling this movie a Southern, not a Western, but a Southern. And I just can't wait to see what the guy pulls out of his sleeve. Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics series, underway now. Enjoy perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.